sisters, I could be so detailed, be so specific, but I think I've said enough. The key is, beg our Lord to protect you from being a slave of human respect, to protect you from doing anything just to please another human being, to be accepted, even to be loved. For 4 years, under Rome's directives, I lived at Georgetown University, large Jesuit university in Washington, D.C. 95 Jesuits in the community. Among those Jesuits, he's still a member of the community. One priest. He writes books, I write books. You're living in two different worlds. For 4 years, he never once said one word to me. I would speak to him, he would walk away. At table, I would sit next to him. He'd never speak to me, toward the person next to me or across from me. I would greet him. He'd never greet me back. I would smile. He'd look away. Sisters, I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking, I hope, from my heart to your hearts. The only one you want to please is Jesus Christ. Am I clear? And if you have to pay for it, by not getting the attention or the affection or the praise or the recognition that you owe, how your heart craves for it from others, don't worry. The reward is great in the world to come. So far, our meditation. Now it says 7 o'clock. So, points, that's what I was told. After the meditation, about 10 minutes, give points for tomorrow's meditation. And this will be just 10 minutes on what St. Ignatius calls the three classes of persons. The purpose of this meditation is to find out in what class I belong. First class. These are the people, believing Christians, let's say religious, want to do God's will, and they will do anything to do God's will, provided they do not commit a mortal sin. So the first class Will they serve God? And hopefully they'll get to heaven, but their standard is to avoid grave sin. I've been a priest for too many years not to know our religious and some in high places. This is their standard. Avoiding mortal sin. Second class. These are persons who believe in Christ, may be religious, and their standard is to avoid venial sin. Oh, that's much higher. In other words, their goal in life is to be free from not just mortal sins, but venial sins. And you know, they can commit all kinds of venial sins. He called them in English peccadilloes. Not quite telling the truth. What the world calls white lies. I'm told to do something, and well, I do it. But in my heart, I just want to keep out of trouble. And this, I repeat, sisters, is a high standard. We should all sincerely strive to avoid not just mortal sins, but venial sins. In case you don't know what venial sins are, well, find out. I can help you. But this meditation, for which we just give you the points, has three classes. Why is the third and highest class? They are those who not only want to avoid sin, not even just avoid immortal sin. They sincerely want to avoid even venial sins. But they want to do more. And let me tell you, the secret of being a true, authentic, honest to God follower of Christ is to do more. More than what? More than avoid sin. I thought we should have this meditation early enough in the retreat so we can examine our consciences and find out in what class do I belong. And sisters, we should do this every night. What have I done during the day that I did not have to do? I have to do means I would otherwise commit a sin. What did I do more than I had to do? Not because I did not want to sin and be punished by a just God. What did I do more just because I love Jesus?